told us all that this would be the biggest show that we had ever seen. You said it would be huge, the greatest of all time. That everybody here could have everything that they had ever dreamed. But now the crowd is getting restless, thinking that you lied. And the ringmaster is gone, just a clown down here alone. Oh, Mr. Barnum, won't you please take your circus back home? It seems your big top 10 ain't as large as you said that it would be. You said that we'd see inside are gone. No strong man, no dancing bears, nobody swinging on trapeze. It's just one bearded lady down here to tell us nothing's wrong. Circus back home.
Will Hoag in the WVTF studio for a Rootstown session. That's from the latest album, My American Dream, Oh, Mr. Barnum, a song about promises made and promises not kept.
That seems pretty fitting, yeah.
I think that allusion per lyric in that song is like overwhelming.
Well, thank you.
It's a little bit pointed. So is that whole album, as a matter of fact. You got any blowback on that? Man, you don't pull any punches, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's people that don't care a whole lot for those kinds of songs, and I would just refer them back to maybe a record or two before.
I was going to say, this should not be a surprise to anyone that knows your catalog.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's real important for me. I don't ever want to be a political artist exclusively, for sure. I still like songs about girls and cars and love and sex and money and all of those things. And I want to write those songs and make those records too, but if I don't occasionally talk about some of these other really important topics, there's not enough headspace for me to write, you know, any other songs. And so it's important for me to get those things out there. And I try to keep them kind of all in a group and titled in a way where nobody is surprised.
You don't get
the record and go, I didn't know that Nikki's a Republican now was a political song.
Exactly.
Like, you should be able to figure that out. And if you can't, you should stop buying music. It's okay.
I was going to say, Will Hoag's new romantic album, including the song Jesus Came to Tennessee.
That's right. It's a love song.
That's too funny. Well, you know, the other songs on the other album, you cover a lot of ground, everything from songs about the American dream and mm-hmm. about people living their lives and how important it is to tell their stories. And then, you know, there are the heartbreak love songs as well on those albums.
I hope so. Yeah, I mean, like I say, I mean, those are the artists. That's the artist I've always hoped that I could continue to, you know, grow and be and develop within those parameters. And there's a lot of people that I really love and respect that have done that for a long time. And I'd like to try and carry on that lineage as best I can.
Well, I tell you, you've worked with a lot of great people. Wade Bowen, I love his music.
Yeah, Wade's great and really works hard and continues to try and find creative ways of making new and cool records. I think he's on a cool path.
And other people that you've worked with that we play here too, Stephen Kellogg playing.
Yeah.
And Red Wanting Blue, mm-hmm. played a lot of them too. It's obvious that you're being true to what you do because of the people that recognize that and want to work with you.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I'm fortunate to have those folks that you mentioned as, you know, being able to produce those last two records for those guys and that band were really great things for me to get to do creatively and trying to help friends like that sort of find their vision artistically has been really fun.
Well, cool. And you not only lay it out there in your songs as far as My American Dream, but you take it further out outside the music business as well. You're involved in a couple of organizations. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. I mean, there's the old adage, you know, you have to walk the walk and talk the talk. And I think that, you know, it's one thing to sit and write songs about these things. I think that's important, and it's a thing for me to do. I say it's important. It's important for me. I don't know if it's important for anybody else. But, you know, also just really trying to be involved in my community and our state and local government and activities and things like that. Yeah, there's a Believe in Service Foundation that we're really involved with. There's a Trauma Survivors Network that we try and stay pretty involved with, do a lot of work with every town. I'm trying to continue to help with to curb gun violence and make our schools safer for kids and lots of stuff with public education. My wife's a public school educator. My kids are public school students. So, yeah, lots of those things are important. I own a car business back home that does all electric vehicles. I'm trying to get as many gas-burning cars off the road as we can and help the Nashville transportation infrastructure, which needs a ton of work at this point as fast as the city's growing. So trying to stay involved in all of those things, too.
All right, man, let's get some more songs in here. What would you like? Would you like to go back a couple of albums? Get
yeah,
some
let's do one from the Anchors record called The Grand Charade.
All right, cool. Talk about a heartbreak song there. Let's do one.
Let's try it. Stay up late. Come 2 in the morning, and the kids are already awake. Getting dressed, getting breakfast, out the door and on the bus. Hope they don't see these walls building up between us. You put on your makeup and don't even look my way. Pass by me in the hallway like a ghost that's running away. Tell me we got dinner plans with friends at 5. And ask if maybe we could just act happy tonight. Oh, but nobody can tell, 'cause we play the part so well. Fool them all little by little more every day. Truth is, we made a mistake. We ain't that happy couple on the wedding cake. Yeah, it's you and me, darling, just living this grand charade. And I drive to work in this rusted out pickup truck. Coffee steams in the holder, torn between staying and just giving up. Sometimes I sit in this parking lot and I just cry. And wonder how the hell this became our life. Oh, but nobody can tell, 'cause we play the part so well. Fool 'em all little by little more every day. Yeah, the truth is we made a mistake. Ain't that happy couple on the wedding cake? Yeah, it's you and me, darling, just living this grand charade. We can try to stay together for our parents, for the kids. But we know now there ain't nothing to change all this. And we can act like it ain't over, but it is. Let's do it again. Come on, pretend. Oh, but nobody can tell, 'cause we play the part so well. Fool 'em all little by little more every day. Yeah, the truth is we made a mistake. Ain't that happy couple on the wedding cake? Yeah, it's you and me, darling, just living this grand charade. Come on, little darling, we're living this grand charade.
Roots Down Radio Sessions recorded live in the WVTF studio. Search Roots Down at WVTF.org.
I spent my small town Saturdays watching a big old movie screen, hoping someday I'd be up there living all my dreams. And I could be a Hollywood hero, make the girls all smile and weep, think that someday they might have a boy like me. And I remember playing baseball, standing on a pitcher's mound, thinking someday a fastball might get me out of this town. And maybe I could wear the pinstripes, be Yankee true and proud. But all that seems a million dreams away right now. I met you and then I knew my big dreams were done. I'd settle down in this same small town and swear you were the one. Some might call it giving up, but it don't feel that way to me. I think it's just the two of us and our little bitty dreams. I remember I first met you. Oh, how you loved to dance. Said you'd be a ballerina if you just had the chance. Maybe go to some big city where nobody knows your name. Bathe in all the bright lights, find your fortune and fame. But I met you and then I knew your big dreams were done. We'd settle down in this same small town. You swear I was the one. Some might call it giving up, but it don't feel that way to me. I think it's just the two of us and our little bitty dreams. I remember you first told me a baby boy was on the way. And everything I thought I wanted, it just washed away. 'Cause I met you and then I knew my big dreams were done. I'd settle down in the same small town and try to raise a son. And some might call it giving up, but it don't feel that way to me. I think it's just the three of us and our little bitty dreams. Thank God it's just the three of us and our little bitty dreams.